This is a pretty strong signal from the judge that this is a crime that America takes very, very seriously indeed. I mean, white-collar criminals get a tougher ride of it in the US than they do here in the UK anyway, but this is probably one of the most extreme cases that America's ever seen. And in a way, not that surprising that the judge has gone for the biggest sort of penalty he can exact.
And the length of the sentence determines the type of facility in which Madoff will serve his prison term.
Yes, I don't, unless people think the missing money has somehow gone into cryogenics, I don't think anybody's expecting that that he himself will serve anywhere near this length of time. He's in his 70s already now, but it is important because the higher the sentence reflects the likelihood that he will serve out his time in a maximum security jail, which is obviously sort of far from the kind of cushy open prisons that some white-collar criminals have got.
And Madoff's lawyer had hoped that he might receive as little as 12 years.
Yes, I mean, given that he pleaded guilty to the charges, it was only in mitigation ahead of the sentencing that we actually heard some of the defence effectively from the lawyer. And there was a lot of talk about how the sums of money weren't anywhere near as big as the prosecution had alleged and so forth. But when you start with figures in the sort of, you know, 60 billions, you have to massage them down quite a long way before this starts to become a crime that anybody can just sort of pass off. And I don't think the lawyer's arguments were taken very seriously by the judge.
And Bernie Madoff faced some of his victims before sentencing, and he did express some remorse in the courtroom.
Yes, I mean, throughout this process, I mean, he has gone quietly, so as they say. I mean, he did plead guilty. It was pretty hard to sort of deny that this had taken place. It was on such a massive scale. It was a fraud very much in plain sight, a lie in plain sight. That was the power of it. It went on for decades and decades, and no one could quite believe that he could be this audacious. When everything caught up with him, he has been relatively sort of open and apologetic about it, but it hasn't assuaged the anger that people have felt. There are lots and lots of people who lost their life savings here, and they're not going to forget that quickly.
Now, the sentencing of Madoff frees up police resources for detectives investigating other members of Madoff's family.
Yes, I think it's partly police resources, and it's also partly that their number one priority was the prosecution of the man at the top. But it always beggared belief that other people didn't know more about this, and attention is now turning onto Madoff's wife and his children and associates, and trying to ascertain exactly what they knew and when they knew. And also the interesting twist about all of this is other investors, because not all investors were victims here. Lots of investors actually made a lot of money out of this, and at the time they thought that was a legitimate return, but with hindsight that was money based on the fraud, and in many respects they're being seen as the recipients of stolen money. So there's an attempt to claw back money from investors as well. So there's nobody here who's entirely clean hands.